Carl, you join me in the stands here at Bertham Crescent after the afternoon thrilling, exciting, tough game, especially in that heat out there. I think, you know, it got up to 30 degrees at some point, so God knows what it was like on pitch level. But win's a win, 18 points, 16 here against York. They'd come in against a six-match unbeaten run. To take that and go back into second place, it's what you needed from this game.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we come here to do a job, and it was just to get 2 points, regardless how we did it. And, you know, a striker luck with the kicks, but I think you create your own luck. I think we put ourselves in that position where they had to go for the kicks. And it showed how good we are, I think, you know, to keep a team like York down to 16 at home. And, you know, they were desperate for the draw. You know, we'd have been unhappy with the draw today. So I think it showed how good we can be, and to come away to here and win. Not many teams will do that this season.
Yeah. Especially, you know, you've got to look at this side. This side put 52 points on Hunslet last week, and after such a tight game we had with Hunslet, you know, it was going to be a tough task. But to keep them down, as you said on the radio there, you keep them down to one try, and, you know, the 4 points for as long as you did, takes a great effort, especially in that heat.
Yeah, definitely. We did a lot of video on them this week, and probably more than previous teams. And, you know, we give them the respect that they deserve. We knew they'd get us on the second phase play, you know, the offloads, and they scored two or all three of them. We knew that they'd do it, and it's hard to stop. So to keep a team to 16, we've always said if we keep them under 16, we believe we'll score more. And obviously, two more points today, and we've got the 2 points.
Speaking amongst the fans, as we were there, in amongst all the chanting, it seemed to be they played very much off the cuff rugby, not very structured, and it seemed to work for their side. Do you think it caused one or two troubles in defence?
Definitely. I think their fullback is so elusive. You know, he is hard to stop. He seems to pop over everywhere, and we've done a lot of video on him. But no, they never once broke us, went through us, went round us. You know, it was all off floor, second phase play, and, you know, all credit to our lads. You know, we kept them to six for 70 minutes of the game, so, you know, really happy with our defence, especially our try line defence.
I don't think I've ever seen three consecutive penalty kicks missed 5 metres each one in front of them, getting further towards goal. I mean, it was a huge let off, and like you said, it would have been more a point loss rather than a point gained, you'd felt.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like I said, you create your own luck, and we put them in a position where they had to go for the kicks. So I'd like to see that. I don't think you'll ever see that again, but, you know, massive credit to the Whitehaven fans, because you must have felt the pressure coming from the noise there, and, you know, I thought it'd give us that little bit of boost as well in the last couple of minutes. So, you know, thanks to all the fans that turned out today and made a racket.
Yeah. We've been saying this for the last few weeks, but down to bare bones. I think 1-18 there again today. We've seen one lad simply pick 1 or 2 knocks, but carried on. And you've just mentioned there, you've just confirmed the signing of Danny Green, the amateur lad based down in St Helens. He'll be joining up the squad. What can you tell him about us?
He's a great lad. He'll bring a lot of professionalism, you know, to the group, considering, you know, he has come from an amateur background. And, you know, it's not a case of he'll be getting chucked straight in. He knows there's a process to be made, and he knows he's some top players he's got to get in front of here. But, you know, it does breathe pressure down Chris, Jesse, Carl, Jordan's neck. And, you know, even Elliot at fullback, he can drop in at fullback. He's a great player, and, you know, we are lacking competition in the group at the minute. So I will be looking to bring another, probably a middle in, just to keep us on our toes. And, you know, we need that competitiveness in the group, but more so he will come in and bring that professionalism with him.
We spoke last week, and it was how there's no good bringing any loans in because they've got to play so many games before they qualified for the split at the end of the season. So is it more looking for releases and one thing or another from the Super League clubs?
Yeah, we are speaking to one or two players. Obviously, it's very early doors.
Yeah.
You know, I've still got to do a little bit of homework on them, and it might come with something, it might not do. But, you know, we are actively looking, and you know, we've just got to take it day by day. It's, you know, I'm working pretty intense on the situation, so, you know, touch wood, there might be something this week, if not early next week.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough game next week. You know, they're going to be for the rest of the season. You know, you're looking at the more experienced sides, that, you know, the sides are towards the top of the table. Doncaster at home at the recreation ground next week, and of course they've just got a new coach in Richard Horne, so they're going to be looking to start point performances in and guarantee their place.
Yeah, definitely. You seem to see that new coach syndrome where, you know, they come out flying, and, you know, which they will do next week. But, you know, we've got to just knock that out with them straight away. But these are the big games you want to play in. Like this game today, I was excited for it all week as a player, and you can tell us a bunch of lads that we really want these bigger games rather than, you know, scoring more sets and no disrespect to teams we have played, but we've been playing well, we've been putting teams to the sword, but you know, they're the games that give you real satisfaction towards the end of it, and you know, doing our song, you can't do it any better than that.
Yeah. 4 games left, just consolidated second place again today after you know, with that result. How important are the 3 of them games at home in front of our own crowd?
It's massive. You know, we love playing at home. You know, the fans do get behind us. You know, it'd be nice to have more numbers there for these bigger games, especially that Barry game at the end. You know, it could come down to that game for second before we split. So, yeah, we've just got to concentrate on keeping that second place and, you know, putting pressure on Toronto. We need to look at Toronto rather than, you know, what's underneath us. And, you know we've got a team that can do that. And, you know, we take it week by week and we don't really look at the league table as such. But, you know, that's our second spot to keep now.
I'm going to go and let you have a shower, get yourself sorted, try and cool yourself down.
Cheers, mate.
Have a good night tonight. Enjoy the victory, and I'll catch up with you next week.
Cheers, pal. Cheers.